WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot to death this morning outside a hotel in Manhattan. The NYPD called it a brazen targeted attack. Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
We're reaching out to law enforcement in Minnesota, and we're also interviewing his co-workers and family members to see if there have been any specific threats against him in the past.
While Donald Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon's getting a lot of scrutiny, Penelope Hegseth told Fox News what she wants people to know about her son, Pete.
Pete is a new person. He's redeemed, forgiven, changed. I think we all are after 7 years.
Temps in parts of the South are 10 to 20 degrees below normal right now. Several emergency shelters have been opened. This woman on why she volunteers at one in Nashville.
Why? Because that's what we should do as humans, right? It's our moral responsibility. It's a safety concern. It's a safety concern.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A combination of snow and wind is impacting the road home. The wind and a dusting of snow could lead to slick roads and reduced visibility. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight. Some school districts said students may have seen late arrivals home. It'll be really cold overnight into tomorrow with warming centers open in many communities. A missing Green Bay man was found dead this morning in Ozaukee County. The body of 37-year-old Benjamin Berenson was found at around 4:30 in a heavily wooded area near where his vehicle had been abandoned on 43 last week. An extensive 5-day search involved canines, drones, and inspections of nearby properties. An investigation is ongoing with the Brown County Sheriff's Office. Wisconsin ranks 26th in the nation for wind energy, generating far less than neighboring states. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to our neighbors who produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs, enticing the state to invest in other projects, contribute to that lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin, which is a unique challenge.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines. And in order to do that, you know, you need a little bit more land.
Denisky says the state's wind potential is high, though. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to the portfolios and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for the state in the coming year.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half, and then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, like, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. We feel like we've been playing good ball too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting, so it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Kash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever. Tune in with me, host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Got Jess P.S. on the board. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jazzed as hell to introduce our guest host of the day, fan favorite Matt Rothschild. You may know him previously from the Progressive Magazine, also former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a renowned author and a contributor here at Civic Media and a friend of ours. Matt, welcome to the show, man.
Not sure how renowned that is, but it's nice to be with you again after a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, man. So hey, you can buy it on the internet, Matt. That you're internationally
it's a bestseller
known
for sure.
To rock the microphone. Lots of items to get to today. Tennessee's transgender case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to go there. This weird United Health executive murder assassination, let's call it, in New York City. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. And the billionaire.
Professional hit job.
Yeah, dude, we got a lot of speculation on that. Certainly tragic. Don't want to make light, but there are some things to discuss that this, you know, kind of brings to light. We don't have a lot of facts on it yet, but, you know, we'll speculate. And you can join us in that as well. And, of course, the cabinet, the Trump 2 administration, T2. Do we have a new name for this thing yet? The billionaire class is taking over. But before we go there, one of the very specific cabinet nominees, I think we need to dive into a little bit more. Matt, Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, this guy won't go away. I thought by the time we came on today, he'd be gone. But no, he's hanging on. He may be gone by the time we're done, though. You never know.
At the pace that these things change,
right.
It could be any moment.
4 o'clock Central Time. We'll give him a couple hours. We'll see what happens. Anybody got any odds on Pete Hegseth? Well, he's fighting for the job, Matt, because you know it's very serious. When amidst all the criticism and reviewing of the record from Anonymous, apparently according to him sources, he not only wrote an op-ed at the Wall Street Journal, he started bringing mom around. Mom's out, yeah. Man. He brought his mom to the interview. Mom's on Fox News. You can't bring your mom to the interview, man.
It's pretty sad. It's pretty pathetic. But his mom gave testimony against him, which was quite stark and quite damning. So he's bringing her back out. They've made up. They've kissed and made up. They're a happy family again.
Oh, man. Okay, so the Wall Street Journal, Pete Hegseth, I've faced fire before. I won't back down. I look forward to an honest confirmation hearing, not a press show trial based on anonymous accusations. A little bit here. He talks about 18 years ago, he wrote an article. It talks about some of his time in the military. We weren't always perfect, but we're always honest and earnest. Always honest and earnest. Now, there's a few things that stuck out at me, folks, and I want to kind of bring these kinds of things to light because I think it shines a lot on the person writing them. When someone says we weren't perfect, but we were always honest and earnest. Anytime I see always, Matt, always?
Yeah.
Always.
Always honest.
Always honest. Always?
He's disproving himself right there in that sentence. Few of us can say we've always been honest.
I've always been breathing. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's about it. That's about it. My heart's always been pumping. Knock on wood. A little bit further down, he addresses at least some of his, after he gets out of the military, and he starts getting involved in some of these nonprofit organizations to support veterans. Now, we've seen some of the other reporting that said it was mismanaged. We know he brought some of the crew to the strip club where he tried to get on stage. They divided the crew, the girls, into party girls and not party girls. You know, so basically just a creeper kind of bro atmosphere at these.
Clearly, if that allegation is true, that's a violation of having a workplace atmosphere that's not hostile. That's an easy case.
Did you ever bring staff to the strip club, Matt? You know, as part of the,
I ran nonprofits for 40 years.
not a thing. Like if you were to bring staff to the strip club, like how would you expense that? Is that meals and entertainment? I mean, how?
It seems like you've put a little bit of thought into this, Dom.
I'm just saying, is it charitable giving? You know, I mean, you got to tip the dancers. I mean, that's not for free. You got to get in the door. The drinks are super expensive because, of course, you're paying for the atmosphere. But I digress. One paragraph really stood out to me in Pete Hegseth's, you say it 10 times fast, Pete Hegseth's op-ed to the Wall Street Journal. I've been through a lot, Pete writes. Combat tours, job changes, divorces, and family challenges. Yes, I love my mom very much, and she loves me.
Oh, there it is.
So much so that she went on Fox News for me. He continues, and this is where I call BS. I have always led with honesty, integrity, and passion. Now, I'll believe the passion part, but honesty and integrity? Man, you're like the serial philanderer, man. You were like cheating on all your wives all the time. You've always led with honesty. Hey, Pete, where were you last night? Oh, I was sleeping with a stranger. Hey, Pete, where were you the night before? Oh, I was just at the strip club sleeping with some strippers. I mean, this guy cheated on everybody all the time. You cannot tell me that you have always led with honesty and integrity when you are a serial philanderer, Matt. Am I wrong?
Bringing the staff to the strip club isn't leading with integrity either.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, say that that's a bad thing, man. I've been to a few strip clubs in my life. If you go to a strip club, is there a lack of integrity? I don't think that's necessarily the case.
No, but it's staff, how you act. Bring there. The staff with you. Yeah. It's not good.
Okay. Some poor business decisions.
Yes.
I have always led with integrity, honesty, and passion. And he goes on to write, tragically, many veterans never find the purpose for their next chapter and succumb to the bottle, depression, or worst of all, suicide. I understand. I
mean, he has a problem with the bottle, according to many reports.
We'll get to that too, man. I understand what they are facing because I've lived it. But Matt, by the grace of God, I took another path. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has renewed and restored my life. I am saved by his grace.
Well, that's a card that a lot of folks like to bring out when they're, fighting for their careers. I mean, I want to go a little delicate here because I'm not a believer. I'm an old atheist. But I know there are people who believe strongly and pray every day, and I understand that. And so maybe he does. I don't know. I don't know if this is Johnny Come Lately or, you know, whether he just found Christ the other day or whether this is something that's important to him or not. But
I mean, he does have several tattoos that purport his faith.
Certainly. He's got the crusade tattoo.
Indeed, he does have one crusade.
Yeah, he's at least down with the crusades.
Oh, yeah.
And the bottle thing, the drinking thing, the party thing. Okay, I get that. But the religious thing, if he is truly faithful, and this is, I'd say this to him or anybody else of honest goodwill and faith in that role, right? If you perceive your Savior to come because folks believe that that's what's going to happen, and Jesus comes down, Pete tells you to nuke Israel, you're going to do it. You know what I mean? Because that's what faith is. Would you do it? I don't know, man. So I get very concerned when the super religious types are in charge of nuclear weapons. Let's just put it that way.
Well, there is that thing about these right-wing non-Jewish fundamentalists who all of a sudden are in favor of every policy of the state of Israel, not because they love Jews, don't get me wrong. As a Jewish American, I feel this pretty, closely to the heart. You know, they want the second coming. They want
right,
the
and
end
they need
times.
All the Jews in Israel for that.
Yeah, they want the end times. That's in the New Testament. And when that happens, you know, Jews have got two choices. Either they need to convert or they're going to die in the lake of fire. I mean, that's what happens in the
and
New
that's
Testament.
What we're teaching the kids in the third grade. Great. Talk about grooming. So Pete Hegseth, though, certainly you don't write an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal because things are going great for you. You don't put mom out on the circuit on Fox News because things are going great for you. And some reporting from NBC seem to indicate things are not going great for him. Hegseth drank in ways that concerned his colleagues at Fox News. And when your colleagues are concerned at Fox News, man, I mean, there's a lot of things going on at Fox News. Just look at the history of lawsuits. That might say something. A little bit from the reporting, Matt. Two of those people said that on more than a dozen occasions during Hegseth's time as co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, which began in 2017, they smelled alcohol on him before he went on air.
Oof.
Those same two people, plus another, said that during his time there, he appeared on television after they'd heard him talk about being hungover as he was getting ready or on set. One of the sources said they smelled alcohol on him as recently as last month.
Ooh.
And heard him complain about being hungover this fall. Well, maybe the Jesus thing just came back like this morning. I got to tell you, that's why I do an afternoon show, Matt. I mean, you don't go out drinking all night and then try to get up and do the Fox and Friends in the morning show, man. You're going to smell like booze.
Yeah, know yourself.
I mean, it does sound like this guy has a serious drinking problem, a history of a serious drinking problem. And the credible allegation of rape happened at an event where evidently he was just totally trashed. And so, you know, here is not one example, not two examples, but many examples, according to this news story, of a guy who's got a drinking problem. Do we want him to head up the Department of Defense? Probably not.
He also mentioned the demons. He was on the circuit today talking to some of the senators, and the report, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to paraphrase. But essentially kind of dismissing the drinking as, yeah, you know, people sometimes, when you folks on the battlefield, you deal with your demons, apparently, by drinking. You know, here's the quote. You know, how do you deal with the demons you see on the battlefield? Sometimes is with a bottle. Thank God, by the grace of God, I found my chapter of purpose, yada, 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 yada. Okay, so he's got demons. So now the head of the DOD is admitted today to senators that he's got demons. But apparently as recently as last month, he's smelling like booze on the set. Matt, your take, last 60 seconds of the segment.
Well, I certainly can sympathize with veterans who have demons and who try to deal with their demons through drugs or alcohol. That's not a new story. The question is whether a veteran who's got those demons and has an alcohol or drug problem should head up the Department of Defense, and I don't think he should.
Should we give that guy a raise? No, absolutely not. So some of the scuttlebutt, the Hill reporting as well, Trump, maybe going to, if Hegseth blows up and is unable to get confirmed, he's got another Florida guy waiting in the wings, perhaps Ron DeSantis. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That's Matt Rothschild. That's Jess P.S. on the board. You on the phones as well. Join us, 855-752-4842.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. Just BS on the board. Matt Rothschild, he is joining me for the day. Appreciate it. Matt, I wanted to clarify. I talked about a quote from Pete Hegseth. He was actually interviewed by, I believe it's Megyn Kelly, on Sirius XM when he was referring to his demons and dealing with it with the bottle. Kelly went on to say, Matt, I'm gonna get your take on this as well. They're not upset about your drinking, he said. He was essentially saying some of the members of the Senate were comparing his difficulties with the dude with Squee, right? The U.S. Supreme Court justice, who apparently went through similar things. And he's saying, yeah, these guys are telling me they're doing the same thing to you as they did to Kavanaugh, is his take. And then Kelly says, well, they're not upset about your drinking. He said, quote, this is his defense today on the SiriusXM. First of all, I've never had a drinking problem. Hegseth laughed. I don't. No one's ever approached me and said, oh, yeah, you should really look at getting help for a drink. Never. I never sought counseling, never sought help. You know, how do you deal with the demons you see on the battlefield? Sometimes it's with a bottle. That's in the context there. So he's never, no one ever told him, Matt, and he's never sought help. So all is well. Let me be the DOD.
A little bit of denial, maybe not facing up.
Right? I mean, no one's ever said it to me, Matt. No one's ever said that. You drink too much. You smoke too much. You party too much. You talk too much. You swear too much. Oh, wait. Pete?
This is just is that all me last
or,
week.
Is that me or Pete? I'm not even sure.
It's funny you mentioned Brett Kavanaugh, though, because I was reminded of it, too. Yeah. Evidently, Trump wants him to go down swinging. Hegseth wants him to put up a fight, just like he wanted Kavanaugh to come out and put up a fight. That's how Trump gets his jollies. You know, go out there and swing as hard as you can at these people and fight back. And then maybe you'll save your job that way. Brett Kavanaugh saved his job that way. I don't think Hegseth's going to be able to, but he's trying. He's trying to please the boss.
Trying to please the boss, fight, 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 no matter when. It's easy for Trump to say that. He's not the one out there, at least on this time, on the hot seat. That's going to be Hegseth if he ever gets to that point. But it looks pretty tough for him right now. Matt, before we get to the billionaires, Kash Patel for the FBI. Now, I mean, he's an attorney. I mean, I guess that's a start. Never been a prosecutor, to my understanding. What's your take on the cash man? The guy was selling books, children's books, about Donald Trump and referring to him, Trump, as a king in the children's books as he was cashing in, as Kash Patel does.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I listened to your show yesterday. You know, he wrote the kids show, the kids book about King Don. This guy is really scary. I mean, this is the quote that scares me the most, though. This is something he said last year, I think. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. You know, this is the guy who's going to be head of the FBI. I mean, he's going to come after the media. They're going to come after ultra-leftists, as Donald Trump calls me and my friends. I mean, that's the world we may be living in.
What does that mean, though? I'm going to come after you. You know, I'm like, yeah, for what, man? For speeding? What are you talking about, man? What would a far right-wing fascist organization administration do? They're going to drum up? They're going to, you know, plant some evidence on me? I mean, what do you think the concern truly is?
Well, at the easiest level, the first stage of this nine spheres of hell, they'll audit your tax return. You know, they'll come after you that way. You know, all of a sudden we're interested in Dom's taxes or Matt's taxes. And then, yeah, they can, you know, plant some evidence on you or pull you over for something you've never done. I mean, I talked to a police chief once who said, we are taught that it should take us about 10 seconds to find something on a vehicle in front of us that we can put the sirens on them and pull them over. And sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's just driving while black, as any black person can testify.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, they can make your life miserable on that level. And then, you know, they could do a lot worse if they're bringing tanks down the street, which is still possible.
Well, as evidenced by what was going on in South Korea, and, you know, the democracies are looking pretty fragile these days, man, not just in this country, in other countries as well. And a vote of no confidence in France, you know, another liberal democracy, folks. And, you know, the right wingers, it's never done, man. There's always going to be the pressure of the right wing and fascists and those kinds of influences. Anytime there's power to be grabbed and money to be had, man, you can expect that's going to be bubbling up all the time. And there needs to be an effort against that. But the good news is, Matt, we got a bunch of what, billionaires going to be on the cabinet. It's not just the drinking and the partying, Hank Seth. There's folks with some real dollars in their pocket that are going to be cabinet members.
Yeah, by my count, there's at least 10.
Oh.
This is Trump giving us a government of, by, and for the billionaires. Let's look at the billionaires. Elon Musk, of course, and Vivek Ramaswamy, they jump right out at you. But there are other folks I didn't know. A guy named Howard Lutnick, who's Trump's commerce secretary, a Cantor Fitzgerald majority owner, worth about $1.5
billion.
And then there's Linda McMahon, the Small Business Administration nominee.
WWE, let's just call it what it was, man.
WWE.
And she's got her own issues with sexual impropriety, at least among the staff that used to work for her.
Correct, and she's worth a crisp $2.5 billion.
Boom.
There's Scott Bessent. For Treasury Secretary, he is, I don't know where he may, he's a hedge fund guy. And then there's Jared Isaacman, today appointed to lead NASA. He's head of a company called Draken International. And then yesterday, you know, there's a billionaire a day being appointed.
I mean, it sounds like a James
a
Bond corporation.
A day keeps the democracy away.
Yesterday was Steven Feinberg, Deputy Defense Secretary. He is a secretive billionaire financier. And then today, Warren Stevens, picked for U.S. Ambassador to Britain, billionaire investment banker. Of course, there was Charles Kushner last week, Ambassador to France. Lastly, Stephen Witkoff, Trump's special Middle East envoy, real estate developer, crisp $1 billion.
You know, it's a good thing that the smarter you are, the richer you are, and it's a direct correlation. So given the evidence of the fact that he's got all these billionaires around him, man, this is going to be the most effective, intelligent cabinet ever.
And the interests of working people really will be guarded.
Yeah. Worried about the price of eggs now, folks? Hey, come back with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A man was rescued from the shores of Lake Michigan in Cudahy yesterday after being found shivering and cold by other walkers. The man was found near the Warnemont Golf Course. The rescue operation involved fire crews from Cudahy and Oak Creek, plus the Milwaukee Urban Rescue Team. They had to use ropes to bring the man up a 200-foot cliff to safety. It's still not clear how that man got to the remote beach. Officials say he was suffering from hypothermia and was not able to answer questions at the time of the rescue. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight, with gusts hitting up to 45 miles an hour. There will also be quick bursts of snow, which might make it hard to see while driving. It's only a little snow expected overall. The system will bring colder air for tomorrow and Friday, and it could feel like it's zero or below due to the wind chill. Warming centers are open in most communities. Numbers from the hunt are in. Derek Tritz has more about the deer harvest.
The Wisconsin DNR has released preliminary license and harvest totals for this year's gun deer season. Preliminary figures show a slight increase in Wisconsin deer hunters from the same time period last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023 sales, up from 2023's 788,000. These figures might indicate an end to a downward trend in hunter participation, according to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
That's really good news given the long-term trend we've been describing that we've seen over the last couple of decades of a slow decline in participation.
Preliminary harvest totals show that Wisconsin hunters registered 89,787 antler deer and 99,835 antlerless deer, for a total of 189,662 deer for the 2024 gun deer season. This is a 5.2% increase from last year's harvest total.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wind advisory continues this evening for gusts higher than 40 miles an hour. Scattered flurries and snow showers this evening, partly cloudy overnight, a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, a high in the upper 20s, but warmer for the rest of the week and weekend. Currently 35 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project and a Green Bay Packer owner, will be here to talk politics and preview the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Guest host today, Matt Rothschild, joining me, Jess P.S. on the board and you on the lines. Once again, 855-75-CIVIC. We got Mark on the line. Let's grab Mark real quick here. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, for the whole Crusader tattoos things over, Mr. Hegseth. I couldn't help but remember when the Crusaders first took on the first crusade, supposedly the most successful one. When the Crusaders took Jerusalem, they slaughtered everybody in the city, you know, Muslims, Christians, and Jews combined. I mean, because there was some Christians fighting against other Christians there, as well as what was going on all over Europe during that time. And I can't remember which number of the Crusades it was. Well, the Crusaders just bypassed, you know, going to the Holy Land and sacked Byzantium and hold a lot of the riches of, you know, the Greek Orthodox Christianity of the of that region and haul all the loot back to, you know, to Europe. I mean,
that is, well, just, and if they had nuclear weapons back then, Mark, how do you think that would have turned out? And I think it should be disqualifying. And listen, I understand people's faith, and that's fine. And I have none, and you can have some, and it's fine. We always get along. But if you're talking about someone who, as that are believing that if all the Jews go back to Israel and they will help force the second coming of their God, and those folks are in charge of nuclear weapons, I just think that's a very, very scary thing. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. 855.
I'm with you there, Don.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm with you on that one. I don't like the Arkansas governor being ambassador to Israel either for the same reason.
Right, man. That's, what's his name?
Huckabee.
Yeah. Huckabee. Yeah. He's like a fundamentalist.
He's an evangelical.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that
uncomfy.
Part of the plan? It's all part of the plan.
He doesn't even believe in the Palestinian people. That there is such a thing as the Palestinian people. So,
let him be the ambassador.
Things are going to get a lot worse over there. Hard to believe they could get worse, but I'm afraid they're going to.
Well, the Republicans and the MAGAs, they believe that, you know, strong diplomacy, right? Speak softly, carry a big stick. I mean, maybe they think Donald Trump's strength as a strong man is going to be just enough. All he's got to do is say it, snap his fingers. What do you say? If the hostages aren't released, there'll be hell to pay. He'll be hell to pay.
They're paying hell. Palestinian people are paying hell
by the
right now.
Time he gets in, he said something to the effect that there'll be something they've never seen before. Something along those lines. Very, very, very bold. I'm thinking to myself, well, the worst thing we've ever seen, we talked about the Nobel Prize winners, the folks that survived Nagasaki and Hiroshima nuclear blast. Is that what he's saying? Because we've seen that.
Yeah.
That's happened. Is that what he's suggesting? You know what I'm saying? I think the words matter. When you talk like that, you're never going to see nothing like you've ever seen before. Oh, God. Well, what we've seen was pretty bad, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the only thing I'll disagree with you on, Dom, is he doesn't really speak softly.
Never.
855-752-4842. All right. I think we've kind of finished up on the cabinet. Let's move on to, if we may, the Democratic Party. We talked about the Republicans. Now let's talk about the Dems for a little bit, if we can, Matt.
I like that you asked permission on your own show.
I think it's, listen, there's a lot of, I don't know, Monday morning quarterbacking going on. I think rightfully so. This election is actually a lot closer than we ever thought it was going to be, Matt, right? I mean, I think the final tally is in 220, 215 in the House, something along those lines. The last one was won by a Dem. And maybe a few of those folks are going to be out because they're going to be going to the cabinet or to the White House. And those elections won't be until spring. So, you know, the math is like one or two, Matt, for them to get anything done, at least in the short term, in the Republican-led House.
Yeah, and it's been almost a month now since the brutal election of November 5th, and I think we're starting to get past it a little bit. But, you know, as close as it was a really hard pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Just losing Wisconsin and all the other 7-for-7 swing states, it was just crushing. But, look. You know, no one said it was going to be easy. Life goes on. You got to keep fighting these political fights, like you were saying in the last bit, Dom. I mean, it's totally true. You know what I was doing today? I was looking up how the Chileans survived Pinochet. not only how they survived, but what they did to resist nonviolently. And I think that's the kind of stuff we have to look at. You know, people in Latin America under dictatorships, mm-hmm. people in Eastern Europe under authoritarian rule. What did they do to keep their hopes up, for one, and actually build a nonviolent resistance movement that would bring better results once the authoritarian leader left? And, you know, these guys don't hang on forever. That's one of the bright spots to keep thinking about in this time, which is pretty dark. And so, you know, I think that's where we are. And then we've got, you know, we've got a big race coming up here in Wisconsin in the Supreme Court in the spring, which I don't have energy for now, but I will after the first of the year. We've got Ben Wickler, who is, you know, one of the shining lights here in Wisconsin, who's up for a big job. And I like to see Wisconsin guys who are doing well get rewarded for doing well. And maybe that Ben gets a big reward here.
Well, and he's been very successful here in the state of Wisconsin. And if there is going to be someone up for a promotion, unlike Pete Hegseth and Cash Patel and some of these other folks, I think Ben at least has shown that he has the chops to do it. And we are a purple state. He's been very successful here. And he has indicated his desire to run for chair of the national DNC. We do have about a 2-minute clip mm-hmm. of Ben kind of reminding folks about him and what he's done. Let's play that and we'll talk more about the Dems, if you would please, Jess.
The soul of the Democratic Party is the fight for working people. Ours is the party that built the middle class, that won breakthroughs on civil rights and women's rights and workers' rights and freedom and opportunity for all. It's the party that welcomed me as a high school student in Wisconsin to volunteer for Tammy Baldwin when she first won a seat in Congress. Today, the country that we love needs the Democratic Party to be stronger, to unite, to fight, and to win. I'm Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I've spent my life working in politics, advocacy, and new media. In Wisconsin, we built a permanent campaign. We organize and communicate year-round in every corner of the state, rural, suburban, urban, red, blue, and purple areas alike. Since I've been our state party chair, we've flipped our state Supreme Court majority, reelected our great Democratic governor, Tony Evers. And in this very tough year for Democrats nationwide, a 6-point swing towards Trump, we closed that gap to 1.5, making Wisconsin the closest state in the country. We sent Tammy Baldwin back for a third term in the U.S. Senate, and we flipped 14 state legislative seats that put us on track for majorities in both chambers in 2026. When the polls are within the margin of error, we win by the margin of effort. And what has made a difference in Wisconsin can make a difference everywhere. We need a nationwide permanent campaign, a 50-state strategy in every state and every territory across the United States. That means raising a ton of money and bringing together millions of volunteers.
Ben Wickler is doing an extraordinary job.
You've done a ridiculous job.
Ben Wickler, he knows how to organize.
Wisconsin Democrats have outraised Republicans 4-1 this year.
Raise dollars, get out the message.
He's got a really strong record of winning.
Imagine what the Democratic Party could be.
Unite, fight, win. I know that together we can do it. So if you're a DNC member, I'm asking for a chance to earn your vote. And whoever you might be, go to benwickler.com and sign up to get involved. You can't wring your hands when you're rolling up your sleeves. So it's time to get to work. Let's go.
Wisconsin Dem Chair Ben Wickler, his rollout video announcing his desire to become the national chair of the DNC. The Hill reporting today, Matt, that the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, the PCCC, and MoveOn.org's executive director have endorsed Ben Wickler for the DNC chair today. A quote from the PCCC founder, Adam Green: Ben is an organizer, and he has built the most successful state party in America with the results to prove it by being an organizer. That is very different from being just a party hack or an establishment insider. There's more to it on the Hill. But I'm a fan of Ben, Matt. I mean, I really am. Since he started, I mean, even on the election cycle, we used to see him out on the road a lot during the presidential campaigns. He makes himself available, not just to this show, but to lots of shows. He appreciates the conversation, and he maintains a positive attitude. He brings in the money. I don't know. I mean, I would hope that he can, you know, do on the national scale what he's done for the Democratic Party here in the state of Wisconsin. But there's a lot of shaking going on. Matt, what do you think?
I really like Rahm Emanuel myself. I hate Rahm Emanuel. I really like Ben Wickler. Ben Wickler is a new generation to lead the DNC. To go backwards to Rahm Emanuel would be a disaster, I think. Rahm Emanuel, who was Obama's chief of staff and was trying to slow play, you know, Medicare for all and all that stuff. We don't need that. We don't need an old hack, like you said. And Ben showed us, you know, that little clip. I mean, was really polished, really professional. He's media savvy. He speaks well to all audiences. He raises a lot of money, and he is an organizer at heart. And that's what I like about Ben. Plus, he's got that nice Midwest down home speaking style, and so he doesn't seem to have a lot of airs. I like the guy a lot. On a personal level, though we're not friends, you know, it's not like he comes over to my house or we go out to dinner. Right. But I like him as a person, and I respect him tremendously for what he's done here in Wisconsin. I think he's right to emphasize, as Howard Dean did decades ago, that you need a 50-state strategy. You got to organize everywhere. It's got to be a permanent campaign. You can't just, you know, knock on a door 2 weeks before election and think you're going to persuade someone. So, you know, I think he's got a lot going for him. He's got a little bit of momentum right now. You mentioned a couple of the endorsements. I see that he got the president of Third Way, a kind of centrist group, to endorse him too. Got great publicity in an op-ed and in the Washington Post. So I hope he'll get it. I think he earned it.
And from the Cap Times as well. So we see that, you know, the leadership change, and it, I can't wait. You know what I mean? When you think about, like, you know, the legacy of Nancy Pelosi, and a very successful legislator, she certainly kept her team organized and effective. But she's also up there in age, and a lot of these folks have been, are getting older, and you got to wonder, like, when are we going to pass that torch? So at least in this regard, it'd be nice to see a younger activist and organizer like Ben Wickler go on the national stage. Now, can that translate nationally? You know, we'll have to wait and see. But also, as this kind of evolves, The Hill is also reporting that Democratic Rep Jerry Nadler, he's ceding his position as a top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee and has endorsed Rep Jamie Raskin. And I'm a huge fan of Jamie Raskin. And you said that AOC was also angling for some committee, right?
Yeah, she wants then to take Raskin's position as the Democratic lead on the Oversight Committee, which would be great. We need this young, new leadership. I mean, I want Chuck Schumer to you know, step back, too. I mean, I don't need any more Chuck Schumer. So it's time for new blood, new leadership, strong, principled, visionary, energetic leadership. Jamie Raskin provides it. AOC provides it. Ben Wickler provides it. Let's go in that direction.
And what about the rank and file then? I mean, are these folks, you think, Matt, can get excited again? Because like you say, it's been a tough pill to swallow here this last month. Do you think these are the folks that will have the ability to get the fire in the belly of the folks that really are the ones on the ground doing the work?
Yeah, I think the people at the grassroots would love to have, you know, Ben Wickler and Jamie Raskin and AOC, you know, taking the helm as opposed to the old guard or a Rahm Emanuel, God forbid. I mean, we don't want that. Or the guy from Louisiana who was mayor of New Orleans, you know, another guy who's just, you know, these retreads. I don't want any more retreads. Let's get a new set of tires
here. Yeah, no doubt. And we can't forget Hakeem Jeffries, also the minority leader in the House. Also younger guy and very energetic. And I really like Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, I think there's things to build upon, and it'd be nice to have, you know, a leader at the DNC who came up in a state like Wisconsin, a purple, a hard fought state that has a track record of success. To bring that to the national level, man. I think, you know, a lot of things start out here in Wisconsin, Matt, and then they spread out. We've seen it from bad governance from the Republicans. Maybe we can spread some love from the Dems. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. We're going to talk about that Tennessee case at the United States Supreme Court.
Your new choice, Real News, Great Conversation, 540 WAUK. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. on the board, Matt Rothschild joining me as well. I know we're going to get to this U.S. Supreme Court case, Tennessee's transgender banning, but let's get a couple of callers in before we do. Robert from West Allis, you are up. Welcome, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Ben is okay. I just want to be clear. I think your group of people there have done a hell of a lot more for building the Democratic Party than Ben Whitaker has. You might prove yourself,
well, thanks,
Earl,
man.
Maggie.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Come on, man. He's raised up.
I remember during 20.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, during 2020, when COVID was going on, Devil Radio was struggling. And what was Ben doing? Ben was running ads on right-wing radio. And I remember calling him out and Tom Hartman at the time. So I think people that don't use this radio network, your new owner Paige is a wonderful person. They don't use this radio network, these Democrats, it's at their peril. I mean, you guys have built the infrastructure. We need to build the infrastructure we've been talking about for decades. When is the Democratic Party going to do it, right? Howard Dean had it right. 50 states is the way to go. Build the infrastructure. Get the Clintonista, the corporate, the third way type people out of the hell out of the way. And then you'll actually start running elections. You can't be half in, half out on issues. You know, we need to go to the left on some of this stuff, and it's only going to happen if you get the corporate Clintonista neoliberal guys out of the picture. As long as you're involved, you're going to be fighting with one hand behind your back. So I just wanted to say thank you, because you guys have done so much to turn Wisconsin around and win these Supreme Court races and some of these other close elections. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Robert, and thank you for the compliment. I don't know how much credit I could actually take, but I think you're right in that regard. As far as, you know, building up something to go to push back against the right wing talk radio network here in the state of Wisconsin, because it is a juggernaut. And with you talk about the amount of money that is actually spent in campaigns and compare that to the cost of purchasing and running, call it radio stations or television stations, those are assets that can remain, They can actually turn a profit. Once you spend the money on the ads and on the political, the dark money, all that stuff, it's gone. There's nothing left. You got to raise it and do it all over again. But I would in defense of a guy of Ben Wickler, he's raised a hell of a lot of money. And he's really used his ability in the laws in the state of Wisconsin to beat out and beat the Republicans at their own game. But I certainly will take the compliment, Robert. Thank you.
I also, and thanks, Robert, and I agree with you that the left and the progressives have not responded to the need to build a progressive media for infrastructure until civic media came along. I mean, we just need to do it. And I'm glad Robert recognizes it. But Robert, I wouldn't have complained about Ben Wickler going on right-wing radio. I think you should go everywhere. You know, Bernie goes on Fox. Pete Buttigieg goes on Fox. I think that's smart. Not everyone on right-wing radio, not everyone on Fox is, you know, a cult member, and you got to reach people somehow, not just on civic media, but yeah, go on their show sometime and see if you can shake things up.
Matt, you always come at things from such a humanist perspective. I know. It's very refreshing, and it also makes me feel inadequate sometimes.
Well, refreshing, you got to deal with me all the time, Jess. I hear what you're saying. 855-752-4842. Love you, Matt. That's why you come around, man. Thank you. Make us all want to be a little bit better. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's get CJ in here, man. You'll have the last word this hour. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, and I'll vouch for Matt. We even had lunch together.
All right.
Let's do it again, CJ.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that, Matt. You know, I just wish you guys would be honest about his nominees. Kash Patel, read his resume.
I have. I'm not impressed.
And I tried so hard to get on Maggie when you had Maggie on yesterday, I think it was, Dom. And, you know, his resume is impressive.
What is it about his resume, CJ, do you think qualifies him to run an organization of 35,000 law enforcement officer types? I mean, what stands out? What gives him that ability based on his resume that you've seen, sir?
Well, before he was on the National Security Council, he was on the House Permanent Select Committee for Intelligence, and he actually was the chair that exposed the 2016 Russian involvement.
Yeah, I know you guys got a lot of love for him for that, but let me rephrase the question. How many people has Kash Patel ever managed?
It doesn't matter to me.
Yes, of course it doesn't matter to you, CJ.
It doesn't.
What do you mean it doesn't?
They failed us.
Who has?
Our FBI failed us.
Yeah.
We had, you now have McCabe on CNN, who was fired for leaking information. You have Brennan, who lied under oath and was exposed during the John Durham report. So the list
this John Durham report. Okay, list goes on. Okay, so of 35,000 people, CJ, you listed like two. So
let me just say,
yeah, go ahead.
In CJ's defense, Brennan did lie when he said the NSA wasn't spying on U.S. citizens. I agree.
Well, he was. They were spying on aides to the Congress or Senate or something. Yeah, Brennan is a big fat liar, no doubt. But this isn't about Brennan, man. It's about Kash Patel, and Kash Patel is now going to be the head of the FBI, 35,000 people. With zero experience in doing so. I mean, you got to show me something more than he was working for, what, forget his
Nunez.
Name. Nunez. Come on, man. Nunez, who's at Truthy Social. Maybe he should go there instead. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. That is Matt Rothschild. That is Jess P.S. on the board. Come back with us. We'll talk about the United States Supreme Court testimony today, hearing today about the transgender laws in the state of Tennessee.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, the president's pardon of his son, Hunter Biden, gives us all a lesson in the power of grace to help others struggling with addiction.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.